Hey guys, I'm Cassim.
And I'm Fiona Nova.
And you're listening to the Cream Team Dream Stream, sponsored by the fine folks at HeartAudioCables.com.
Use code KWIO at checkout at HeartAudioCables.com to get 15% off your entire order.
That's right. And we're also available wherever you listen to your podcasts, including Apple and Spotify.
Thanks for listening.
Great work.
Hell yeah.
That made me come. What do you say we do this thing? It's a Monday. We're back in a yard. That means it's time for the Cream Team Dream Team. Here's Cassim and Fiona. We're just changing. It's the same shot, actually, now. So there's nothing to reveal.
Thank you, Case. It's a pleasure to be back here live with my compadres on the Cream Team Dream Stream on this March
4th.
You don't know what fucking day it is.
I don't know.
We're going to get into why Fiona's lost in time and... We're going to do, I got a Dune movie review today. We've got some Cat Williams clips. We've got some P.O. box that you've sent us. Mm. But first, we want to welcome you to the stream. Know that if you're watching this live on Case's channel, every gifted sub, every little bitty dropped in this stream gets shouted at the end in a rap god Guinness World Record setting flow.
Yeah,
that Case will do. So we appreciate those of you that support Twitch, Case's Twitch channel by subscribing, giving gifted subs, leaving little tiny bitties. Let's try not to do the one bitties anymore, okay?
If you're gonna like, don't show that you're broke. You know,
It's more out of spite too.
I think they're showing that they're rich, but they hate me.
I think they're showing that they're fucking broke, and we don't want broke people.
Speaking of not wanting broke,
we're launching our $40 cookies actually today. It's our big announcement.
We're also brought to you by HeartAudioCables.com, where you can use the promo code QUIO to save yourself 15%. As you see, these fancy XLRs that we have that are shielded, braided, colorful, are all brought to you by HeartAudioCables.com. And then if you guys are like small-time creators or even big-time creators, maybe Miskiff is watching this.
Maybe.
Maybe you guys need to upgrade your equipment for your content creation game. Well, why don't you go over to the website? Or say you don't do that and you need a t-shirt to cover your body like me, who's slowly gaining 5 pounds a month, and you need to size up. They make them all the way in a double XLs, and they have a Cream Team logo right on the back, brought to you by Clobber and Times Artistic Skills, with a Heart Audio embroidered logo on the front. It's a wonderful way to support the pod, and it's a wonderful way to support the community, which Heart Audio Cables is a part of. So that's the business. Welcome to the show.
Also, yeah. I just want to say I'm sorry if I offended anyone in chat by saying that. I, too, am broke.
Yeah.
Which is why I feel like it's okay for me to say that.
Yeah, you're like,
I might be
it's
moving.
Lived experience.
I might be literally moving.
And just so nobody feels so underrepresented, Cass and I, rich as fuck. Like,
they're rich. I've been broke.
Yeah.
I've been starting to feel the money sweats coming in, because it's like, well, my stream, I love doing it. Not pulling in any dollars, let's just say.
$0?
It's not sustainable.
It's not
unless
sustainable.
Unless you're Hassan.
I've got to do something like our boy Mizkif. I've got to open a gym. I've got to potentially be affiliated with somebody who essays someone.
Mm.
I've got to drop a slur. I've got to create some controversy to get this sort of live streaming thing going.
Just do like 40 editing jobs a week. That'll...
That'll cover it for you.
Yeah,
40.
I don't want to die.
I would want to die, and I know that's what you do. So props to you.
Yeah, the fact that I managed to stay alive and not constantly
just seek out the nearest bridge, incredible. No, that's fair. the only thing that's been keeping me going has been this P. Diddy situation, which I don't know if anyone's been listening to this.
Me and Case will tell you what we know about it.
Okay.
Which is, and I don't know a lot.
Okay.
All I know is that P. Diddy is, it's finally, the dam has broke. And I think for 20, 30 years, people were afraid to speak out against P. Diddy because he will have you killed or he will have you beat up.
But can I say, I will say the Cat Williams interview, I think was...
The dam breaking?
I think it was.
He's smashing dams all over town.
I think he gave us a hammer.
Wow.
And we just need just one little more knock.
Here's a hammer. Use it wisely, Joe Rogan. Well, we have a bunch of Cat Williams clips coming up, by the way.
We
too.
Do. Stay tuned. Well, there's been rumors about him for years.
The
sort of foundational rumor being he was like a houseboy, basically, for a record label owner. He fucked two different record label owners in his very early 20s to get where he's at. So he's sort of Machiavellian and Saint Pete.
Okay, yeah.
And then, you know, during that course, he founds Bad Boy, all this stuff. Yeah. Basically, the tracks are greased by those previous owners of a different record label. And anyway, since then, he's kept up the same pattern of behavior, like violence, sexual abuse, and
the jacket of the entertainment industry is lined with homosexuality.
So that's what you know, right?
That is what I know, in addition to some of like the reporting on the Cassie.
Right. Okay.
Suit.
And that's all I know. All I know is that he potentially was involved in a shooting.
Okay.
Like he orders hits.
So there have been court documents that have been circulating because Lil Rod, I don't know if anyone knows who this is, Rodney, Lil Rod?
Nope, never heard of him.
Is suing P. Diddy.
I have my own Lil Rod.
Okay. He's suing P. Diddy, and in these court documents that are all alleged, he essentially is calling out a lot of rappers and a lot of R&B artists and a lot of singers that have truly engaged in a lot of homosexual, like sexual behavior, as well as the shooting, as well as prostitution, as well as possible sex trafficking and all of this.
Oh, yeah,
well, just
to
respond to something in chat, there is a bit of gay demonization happening whenever there's a story like this. However, I will say in this case, it is more so like continuous sexual assault. Some of it of men, some of it of women.
Well, here's the reason why I want to talk about this gay thing is because
let's figure it out.
Let's talk about this because the way these men have talked about women, have talked about fucking women, have talked about the way they're like so against homosexuals, will call out the slur, will be like, you're gay, like, ew. Like, they have such internalized homophobia and misogyny and just things that emasculate them. They are so insecure about it that they actually engage in homosexuality. Like, they actually, and it's actually so, it's showing me, it's like, you know what? You don't like women. It shows so well. You have shown me consistently that as much pussy as you
get. You're not even gay,
you
just hate women.
The ultimate disrespect.
The way you talk about women in the music and the way you treat women, it's like, you hate women so much that like, it's kind of gay how much you how you treat women. Like, it's kind of just like you're gay. Like, you don't like women.
I think if you're closeted enough, you actually become a gay vampire and you can't see your own reflection.
I think so.
So you never have to self-reflect on any of your behavior.
But I think that's actually it. And when they're calling out people, like, there's like, I don't know, there's like people, like rappers that like Usher, Meek Mill, Chris Brown's talked about it, like Cuba Gooding Jr.
Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Yeah.
Snow Dogg himself?
Yes, dude. Yes.
Wait, what?
Literally, it's in these court documents. It's like literally that he like, was essentially touching on Lil Rod and like sexually assaulting him.
Cuba, no.
Yes, and like all of this is coming out all to light. It's like a dam broke because it feels like there's been such weird things happening in like the music industry that this is it's all coming out.
And it's like so insane. The money's not there to keep it under wraps anymore.
And now you go like on TikTok, they're really digging deep into it. They're like, is Jay-Z involved in this? Is Kanye involved in this? Like, it goes deep, deep, deep. It feels like it's like surviving R. Kelly. It's like, obviously it's going to be surviving P. Diddy, but it just feels like we scratched the surface with R. Kelly. Like, it goes deep.
Does this go like deep state? Like adrenochrome harvesting kids?
I think it goes really, really deep.
Oh my
deep.
God, Q-tip it on.
And it is kind of insane. It's kind of insane how this is all just like, we're just getting this information. And so what's funny.
Well, he said Q-tip Anon and it just went and came and went. And we need to
okay.
We need to hang on Q-tip Anon for a little. just like for a second. Yeah. And I want to recognize how funny that was. And then, but you're right. No,
it's
all this
just
is
so insane.
That was really good.
It's just so insane that these men who like talk such shit about women and like literally are, I don't know, like they talk shit about gay people too. Like they're so insecure in that way. And then people are now saying that Justin Bieber was definitely a part of this.
Well, there's these horrible, well, maybe not horrible, not but very alarming old videos of
yes.
Justin Bieber hanging out
with
P. Diddy.
Like, literally, it convinced people are like, Justin Bieber, time to clear your conscience. Like, come out, talk about your well, talk about what
it's
happened.
It's literally a reporter being like, do you feel comfortable hanging around this rapper lifestyle? Yeah. And then Justin Bieber with like this thousand yard stare yeah. being like, it's so like, exciting to be here.
But it feels
they
like,
really opened
it
me
feels
up.
Like if, the, well, it feels like that there's a possibility that even more gets like more stories get told, but it also sucks because it's like they probably don't feel comfortable coming out and saying it because obviously it's P. Diddy, and two, because it probably will ruin their image, which is again so insane. And it's like
yeah
it just
up.
Sucks. It's so fucked up. And so yeah, it feels like it's going really deep into it.
He's
I was
a bad boy.
I was talking
life.
To Kevin calls me. Kevin calls me and he's like, yo, this P. Diddy situation, we're just like yelling, talking about how insane this is. Like, we were just talking about, because no one else knows about this.
Kevin's waiting for me to come out of the closet. He keeps sending me like, your gay gifts. What do you want?
Well, no, I'm just reading chat. I just think it's so insane that all of this
Can I just
is...
say that P. Diddy in my head has been coasting on, under the file of P. Diddy in my brain, I go, oh, there's a guy who lost his friend, Notorious B.I.G., and he made such a sweet music video mm-hmm. for him. And in my head, I go, oh, man, that must have been really hard for him. But, like, meanwhile, while that's his public image, he's been, like, probably fucking little boys.
The dude, literally, like, it's so awful. But it feels like this is obviously a bigger conversation with the music industry in general. Like, it is truly built on some nasty, nasty things, which again, not shocking because Hollywood is also built on the same thing.
Oh yeah.
But it is so,
there's gotta be an intersection.
Insane. It is so, oh, of course.
I
of
gotta
course.
Be, dude. But God forbid so, you sing and act. You know,
oh, I know.
It's so, I mean, that's
the triple threat was hiding a quadruple threat all along.
And that
you didn't
sucks.
Want to meet the fourth threat.
Oh my God. It just is crazy.
I do think there's probably going to be a little bit of like, it's going to be like every rapper is involved in this.
Yeah.
It's probably not that if I had to guess. Although I will say.
I think every rapper is involved in this.
Well, all of them might be involved just in the sense of, it's sort of like those rumors everyone knows about, but no one like is confirming or talking about because it's just not worth
I think
it.
Anyone, I think anyone like in the, I think maybe no rapper past like maybe 2000s.
Well,
there's a possibility, but any other rapper, like, absolutely, from those times.
Well, it's honestly extremely similar to the Vince McMahon situation. It's not exactly the same, yeah. but it's a little similar. It's like yeah. the guy who presided over a huge chunk of an industry, yeah. or almost all of it, for, like, 50 years, 40, 30 years. And the question is, like, how much of my memories does this besmirch?
Yeah.
Like, is everyone who's involved with this guy up to
right.
no good? Or are they victims? And I don't think we'll ever really get a satisfying answer.
That really sucks but I just do think, well, the thing that sucks is that now, let's say Usher, for instance. Usher is put in a situation here because his name has been thrown out all the time. And
like, for bad?
Like, no,
Usher
that,
bad
he, like,
or
no,
Usher
that,
good?
Like, he engaged in, like, a lot of homosexual acts with a lot of rappers
yeah, I mean,
and stuff
look at
like that.
That. Face.
I mean, but the thing is like, he can come out and be like, I'm a victim to this. But then it will confirm that he's been in doing a lot of, which again, not a problem.
To
not
the black
problem,
community,
but to the
it's
black
really
community,
hard
it's a, it
to,
sucks.
To admit
it
any sort
sucks.
Of being gay or gay
exactly.
adjacent, it's tough.
Exactly.
Like Kat, this will all tie in wonderfully to the Kat Williams conversation that he's had, not just on Club Shay Shay. And by the way, welcome all the Club Shay Shay heads.
We got most of his audience from what I heard.
We got
did.
Most
we
of your Club Shay Shay
comments.
Heads. But also, Kat Williams was on Joe Rogan this last week. And if we were to talk about Kat Williams on Club Shay Shay and his guesting on that is like, oh, Kat Williams is now the modern day philosopher. He's a genius.
No, I.
But
no,
like,
he
look,
is.
That,
he
oh, but
is.
Hold on. His appearance on Joe Rogan completely neutralizes that.
Really?
He is
why?
So out of his fucking mind.
Dude, but
he
I think
is.
He knows
I don't, have you guys watched it?
No,
I haven't.
I've watched been... 2 hours of the 3 hours. Oh, by the way, it is
trash
time. Hold for trash.
Trash.
This is a very appropriate thing to happen while we're talking about all this stuff.
This is how I feel this about the P. Diddy.
This is symbolic of the people we're talking about.
Like literally throwing out the trash.
You see the trash truck. Yeah. Welcome to Trash Talk. Every time the trash comes by, we talk about something we hate.
Yeah.
What trash?
I don't like green olives. Let's go after something really gross.
Olives are so good.
Man. No, the green ones are good. The black ones black are the ones you want to get rid of. Good.
I love the black ones.
Olives
with on a pizza or like a
pasta?
There's
never been a situation where a black olive has been better than a green olive. Ever.
I think they...
On a pizza,
I actually think they might taste the same.
Right. Like individually, green. Black just doesn't have the bite, the tang.
I just think it doesn't... I think they all taste the same.
I like the green ones because they look like a little alien breast.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you put three of them together, mm-hmm. it's Total Recall.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know. There sounds like there's a drone. This must sound like
what's happening.
What it's
I don't know.
Like on Gaza or something. I feel like there's a constant threat from above. There's a balloon flying. Or
oh,
it could be
a
jellyfish UFO.
No, I don't think that's a jellyfish UFO.
Which,
okay, it's
one
a balloon.
Back to Cat Williams.
Yeah.
May I talk about how out of his fucking mind? I have some clips that are going to just highlight a little bit of the insanity.
Okay. But can I jump really quickly? Can I talk about Meek Mill for just 2 seconds?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
this all ties. Cat Williams is at the fulcrum of all this.
I think you'll appreciate this because, so Meek Mill essentially is being called out in these court documents as like engaging in homosexuality behavior, right?
Okay.
And so he goes onto Twitter and says...
He says, no.
He doesn't even say nah. He says, it's the pussy for me. He says that. As if he's a Trix mascot promoting the cereal. It's the pussy for me. And then starts blabbering about how AI is like, you guys are all controlled by AI. There's deep fakes, all of this shit. Like, uh-huh. There is not one moment where he says, it's cap.
Right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good. Uh-huh. There's not one moment where he says, like cap on any of this shit. He literally just says like, oh, the AI.
So you're
like
saying cap
to,
means it's fake, right? Not
cap.
True?
Yeah. It's okay. Like, oh,
it's
like,
bunk.
You can't say it's like, he's not even saying no, this is untrue.
Yeah.
He literally just rambles on about whatever. And then he says, and then he goes, and then everyone in the comments are kind of like, dude, you could just say no. He was like, damn, this is true. Cause he could just say no. He could just say that.
Just
isn't
saying
true.
Everything, but
absolutely. So funny.
Is there, like, who's going to be the first black rapper gay Christopher Columbus? Do you know what I mean? Like, the
what
first one to
mean?
Show up on land of being like, I've done gay stuff.
I hope it's Usher.
If it's Usher.
Because if Usher continues, like, because Usher right now is on a roll. Like, he just did the halftime show. He has a residency, I think, in Las Vegas.
So
like,
I see Lil Nas in the chat. Is like two.
I think Lil Nas made his point. Ooh. Lil Nas made his point, and I don't think he's the Christopher Columbus. I think I need someone from, like, I think
we need
I need
somebody
someone
to come
a
out
little to come out
from under
the, yes,
the
yes,
thumb of
yes.
P. Diddy. And
I
that
need
person.
To come out and say what's facts.
It's got to be. Here it is, right?
Yeah.
50 Cent?
Yes.
Eminem, even though he's not.
Not Eminem.
Okay. Yeah, if Eminem came out and
it's 50
said he did
Cent,
some gay stuff.
It's, but you want a black,
okay.
rapper. Like, you want sure. someone, like, really deep in the trenches who was like.
Kanye could do it, but,
Kanye,
like, if
but
Kanye,
he,
did
Kanye
did gay
did
stuff,
it,
we'd be like, we already
course,
know. We know
course.
You dated Jeffree
yeah,
Star.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I feel like if he came out, it wouldn't, it feel like
Lil
it wouldn't
Wayne,
be
ja
true.
Rule.
Lil Wayne, possibly. I think if it's 50 Cent or Usher, that would change the game.
Usher's
that
like,
would change the
he
game.
He smiles so much that I would
bro,
believe
did you
it.
See? I mean,
like,
you see this man skating?
Yeah. I mean, that's he gave us all everything
I mean,
we need to know.
We,
you're right.
All we need to know, and you know what? That's fine. If he doesn't want to admit it,
the
he
signs were
admit
right
it.
In front of us the whole time. This guy
I
was.
I just think
roller skating
I mean,
at the Super Bowl halftime show. What more
that,
of a coming out party? Can you have?
I'm not saying that that's the gay thing, but it is also just like a. It is a.
Frank Ocean. I mean, Frank Ocean's openly
Frank
bi.
Frank Ocean. Yeah, Frank Ocean is.
Plus, I don't think he even makes music anymore, guys.
Yeah, or like Kendrick Lamar. I think honestly,
if Kendrick's very like still like cool under like street cool.
Yeah.
If he came out, it would come out in like one line and not. most people wouldn't catch it.
I'm sorry, guys. I need Usher to come out. I think that's the only person
you want
I'll
Usher
accept.
To come out.
I'll accept. I'll only accept if Usher comes out because that changes the that changes
for
everything.
You. It changes everything.
No, I think it changes for everyone.
I don't for Usher.
Yes.
If Kanye comes out, it's like, nah, you're already, you're crazy.
I just don't trust you. Yeah, I don't trust your judgment.
If it turned out that you did some gay stuff, that would be like not even top 100 weirdest
things you've
ever
done. It's like
if
Kim Kardashian comes out and says she's bi, like to me, I'd be like, okay, you would say anything for anything. I don't trust you. So I just don't trust your...
I think you need to hit the battle rap scene. I think if battle rappers become openly gay, if like sort of underground rappers, it's like extremely hard to be gay.
Yeah.
And that's what how they start going in.
Yeah.
You know, every rhyme is about how hard they suck dick, how deep they take it.
I don't know. I just think...
Ooh, I'm B-Wabbit.
I'm B-Wabbit. I just think...
But they still rap the same way.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I just think it would be really... It would be really, really...
I could take 8 inches in my sleep so deep.
That's so insane. That's so insane. I really would like for... As a... I think it would be a win for the gay community if one of those rappers come out and say they're the victim and explain and talk about it. And, like, just talk about it.
What's the Skittles rapper that everyone hates? The Tekashi 6ix9ine? That guy's done all kinds of... but he's not even black, right? He's like Hispanic?
I don't know.
Who?
Tekashi 6ix9ine? He's... You know how like when you're molested, you will tend to also like molest if you don't get it taken care of? Like a lot of times the cycle of abuse happens.
Yeah.
He's got in trouble for... minor essay stuff.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Tekashi 6ix9ine. Am I
oh,
off?
Yes. Oh, my
the
God.
Guy
yeah,
with the
no,
Skittles
the guy's
hair.
Crazy. Yeah, yeah, no. That guy is, like, fully on one right now.
It's, I do.
Like,
I,
he's, I, isn't he, like, wanted?
Are you more interested in this or, like, the Jeffrey Epstein stuff? Because I think the two worlds may collide.
Well, isn't the general world here just people with money and influence abusing anyone they can?
Well, yes, yes. But I think there's...
In industry, but in the rap...
I think the rap industry is so
It's
crazy.
Homophobic in a like very specific
right,
way.
Right, like there's actual serious homophobia in the black community. Like really, like so much closeted homophobia like that it's like... If one of these black rappers came out and said that they're gay, like that's a huge, huge thing. That's
well, Lil
a huge
B
thing.
Years ago released an album called I'm Gay, but it was honestly, I think, for homophobic reasons.
Yeah,
it was like, I'm gonna name this something impossible.
This,
yeah, I'm gay.
This never changes happened. The game. This changes the
There's
game.
Live and Sleazy says Fly Young Red has a hit song called "Throw That Boy Pussy."
There you go. Also, isn't like it a kind of a badge of honor to be in prison where it's also just accepted that you fuck dudes in prison?
If you get your dick sucked in prison, that
right,
is straight
that,
no matter who's
but
doing
the
sucking.
But that's the thing. Like, yeah, even when it comes to like prison stuff, it's like, oh, they're forced to be that way. It's never like they just want it.
Yeah.
Like they actually are just attracted to men. Like, that's fine.
No,
that's okay.
I'm a caged animal.
No, yeah, I'm a cage. I need something. Like, it's like, no. It's like, no,
need,
you also can just be, you also can just be a
You, Derek,
men.
Come
yeah,
here.
Like, I don't know. Like, I just think they're trying to find every way to be like, nah, I'm not really attracted to men. I'm just doing it because I got the power and the money and whatever. It's like, no, fuck off. You are attracted to men. That's okay.
If every rapper comes out as gay, then there's no choice
I
but
think
to accept it.
That's sure.
Just every single
Let's throw
rapper.
Out a so percentage whatever. Of rappers that we think are gay. Realistically, I think that number. Numbers 97%.
I think so too.
Yeah, I was gonna say 95.
Okay, well, yeah,
I think so too. I
high
think
90s.
I think if you grow up in that environment, you are weirdly closeted.
Yeah, the
I
streets
think.
Changed me.
I think, and that's okay. And that's okay. Like, what? Damn, it's such a problem. Why is it such a problem?
It
it's because of God.
It
it's because
be.
Everyone's being like,
isn't that
like,
weird
it's
religious
God.
Thing?
God, yeah. The black dude, the black community also has this weird religious thing where it's like it's God, you know, and it's like it's always like God and like the fact that it's a male and woman, and that's also why.
And it's always funny to me when I see like a Kai Cenat be like, "Y'all, you need to get right with Jesus."
Yeah,
I'm
like
they
shut
do.
The fuck up. I'm like, who are you talking about, Jesus? Do you even understand what you're talking about? Like a lot of the times, you know, when I go to these like black markets or like these black flea markets, and I love going there because it has like really cool stuff, and I like supporting the black community.
Mm-hmm.
But man, they love to throw the proverbs at me, or proverbs at me.
Oh,
they
yeah.
love to throw that well, shit, and it makes me so uncomfortable. I'm like. I like, even when I'm eating food, like, there's, like, soul food, and, it, like, a lot of soul food, they come with, like, you know, the proverbs and shit like that. And it's, like,
Yeah, you know what you got to treat those when they're throwing the Proverbs at? You got to treat it like you've walked into a like a Civil War II reenactment where everyone's in character.
Yeah.
And they're like of a time and everyone's just saying things at you and you should just be like, ooh,
yeah.
Like, oh, that one sounds like you said it.
Yeah.
I was just
literally. But even Tugboat Zero says, like, God will be totally fine with a black rapper stealing, vandalism, murder, but not that gay shit.
They
which is
hate
so
the gay
insane.
Shit. You know who hates the gay shit? Dude, Cat Williams hates the gay shit.
Dude, but Cat Williams, that's so insane that he hates the gay shit.
No one's like, been more fuckable than Cat Williams, by the way. He is the most fuckable homophobe I've ever seen.
He looks like he's constantly Jess DeMurr from like a gay club's like
dude,
underground
den. Him and Prince, two of the most fuckable tiny
dude,
little
I
black
also
men.
I also think, okay, here's my hot take. I think anyone that says ain't with the gay shit is actually gay.
I mean, yes.
I think it
at least ups the likelihood a large amount. I also think if you're like a tiny sweaty man in like a bright green suit being like, you need to stop fucking men. It's well, what's like, well, what?
I've
what
got
is
a
this
couple,
presentation?
I've got a couple clips from him on his recent Joe Rogan. So we know all the, most of our audience is Club Shay Shay heads. You guys came from the last Cat Williams migration. There is a new Cat Williams podcast interview on Joe Rogan that's got 10 million views. For Joe Rogan, that's big. Okay, it's no Club Shay Shay numbers. Club Shay Shay is north of 50 million.
I'm fine with Club Shay Shay replacing Joe Rogan.
I also think if you admit that you wouldn't mind getting your dick sucked by a guy, I think that actually makes you more straight. I believe that you're straight.
I think I'm in the 80s.
Like, that's like
80-90%. Like, there's 10% of me that would be like, oh.
Right, but like something about just admitting that is like, oh, so you like might actually just be straight. I don't know, something about that makes me believe you're straight more than if you were to be like, absolutely no fucking way am I going to let a man that I will ever be attracted slightly to any male. It's pussy for me. It's constant pussy. Tits, pussy, pussy, tits.
All the time.
And all the time. Tits, tits, pussy.
It's the like, only thing I think about.
Gay. You have to be gay to say those things. I just can't even
imagine. I do agree with your overall, like, the where there's smoke, there's fire. Like, if somebody has to, like, put it out there so badly. Like, first of all, none of us asked. Okay?
Yeah, no one
we didn't
asked.
Ask how straight
also,
you were.
Just like Huey says, you could just say no. You could just say no.
Well, that's why Joe Rogan shoots from the table up. Is he's
like,
just constantly getting BJs and HJs like, on that table by a bevy of
dudes. I just can't understand why.
I'm a crawling underneath that table, Joe. Give you the best blowjob you've ever had.
I just can't
crazy,
understand.
Man.
I just can't understand why Meek Mill had to tweet, it's the pussy for me.
This is really interesting.
Like, what?
I didn't realize I could get my dick sucked by Cat Williams until today. This is like really interesting to me.
So he went on Joe Rogan, and I've got a series. I got like four clips for you that I think embody the episode. It's 3 hours long. It's kind of a hard watch because he really goes off the rails. He takes incredible pauses. I've never seen more pregnant pauses. And then it's just like, because they're fucking smoking the whole time.
Yeah.
And he's so blazed out of his mind. It'll just be silence. And then he'll just be like, mm-hmm. and then it's like, so I have a few clips. The first one is an example of one of the silent moments. And then the rest is like, oh, Cat Williams just watched 20 seasons of Ancient Aliens and has based his entire knowledge of like the human history on ancient alien theory. Mm-hmm. And he didn't have time to get into this on Club Shay Shay because he was taught Club Shay Shay, Shannon Sharp. This is why I feel like I was wrong about Shannon Sharp being a very mid host. Shannon Sharp kept him talking about people he knew, right? In this, he's, I got to talk to you about the Emerald Tablets, Joe Rogan and Baphomet. And like, he goes
great. Well, he knows his audience.
Joe Rogan, all he does is fan those flames. So here's the first clip. This is a great example of the silence that we encountered on this episode.
Okay. I can't hear
Those are the type of people that help make the world go around.
Oh,
you know?
Sorry.
Maybe it's because it's silent.
Yeah. It's the ultimate silence. All right, here we go.
Those are the type of people that help make the world go around, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's all about information. And we be so close most of the time.
You can hear the swallow.
Mm-hmm. But that's how you can see when we've had influence from something else.
Well, I think it's very possible that we have.
Dude, it's 3 hours of that. Dude, I'm telling you, it's 3 hours of that.
That
go to the next
insane.
Clip. Let me see what the next clip is, if I can set it up. Because, okay, this is him on the pyramids. There was a moment where they start getting into weird shit, right?
Joe's like, you know, it's possible that the pyramids were built way earlier than the convention.
He had to solve a puzzle.
I'm just about to say the clip, so just play the clip.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Oh my gosh. All right, there we go.
Real speculation is they think that the people who built the pyramids built them way earlier than the conventional dating is. They think there's real evidence that shows they're 9,000, 11,000 years old. Easy.
No people built the pyramids.
No people?
I believe that. Actually, I do believe that.
No people built the pyramids. And if you look around the world, you see certain telltale things.
It's a pretty big statement that Cat Williams, comedian, seems to say so assuredly. He's so certain.
I'm kind of on him with that. The only reason is because when I went to Greece and we like did some visiting and like I was like, how long? Like they built like the most insane architecture. And then someone told me about the giants, like the giants. And I was like, I think you convinced me. Like there's no way these little
people. The giants of Kandahar.
Because also like at that time, people were a lot smaller. They were kind of like as small as like leprechauns. Like they were tiny. And so they were a lot smaller.
You're on that Cat Williams shit.
Before I just thought it was the weed.
Now I think it's a cultural problem.
I'm telling you, they were a lot smaller. Like they were not our height.
Well, people used to be a bit shorter. How short do you think they were though?
I think they were kind of small.
Every man was 2 foot one.
Maybe not that.
We had strength like ants. That's why we could lift those boulders.
I think they were definitely like in the 4'11", 4'8". Like they're small. They're like small.
We lived at the center of the earth, Case.
They're building shit like that. So I don't know.
We had 8 legs and 8 arms, Case.
Can you imagine how many boulders you could lift with those kinds of appendages?
How do they? They have no technology. How are they building this shit? Like walking?
Carrying
and walking?
Should we just keep going to this clip?
Let's go because it is longer. It is a pretty good.
It lets you know that advanced machinery was in usage. Look, there. whole thing where slaves are stronger people is a fallacy.
Oh my God.
We like to believe that slaves are stronger.
Slaves
are weaker because they don't eat the right food and they live a terrible life. Your slave population is not smarter and better conditioned unless you're enslaving the Jews.
Well, didn't he say no person built the pyramids? Quite a while ago. They think it was actually skilled labor because of the way they were eating. They found what their camps were, where their food was.
Joe is actually interjecting a little bit of reason.
So they think they were actually skilled labor. But also
facts.
Probably forced
and Kat
labor.
Is waving
but
it
that's
off.
Probably not the people who built it. That's probably the people that were working on it. That's probably the people that worked in the village or in the city.
How many companies have done renovations on the White House?
Okay, great.
None of them have done enough renovation that they can claim it's their White House. So yes, thousands of years worth of people were
How
there.
How you argue with that?
But that doesn't have anything
this
to do with
the
building.
This has the energy when you're in an Uber and the guy starts telling you about his side hustle.
No, actually. That is such a good comparison.
You know, all knowledge is currently surrounding us, Joe Rogan. It is currently out there, has been known, and is to yet be known, Joe Rogan.
What's the one technology that hasn't been improved upon in 10,000 years? The wheel.
Why is that?
What if I told you wheels used to be more circular?
We used to be wheels, Joe.
We're basically riding around on triangles.
We used to roll around and build pyramids. We weren't people. We were wheels, Joe.
You're really good at it.
Can we go to the next clip?
You're really good at impersonation.
It's been my inner monologue since.
Cass has been listening to nothing but Cat Williams since that conversation episode.
You have his voice on lock.
He is me. Yeah. I am him.
Built it.
Well, understand, we know enough now to understand.
Wait, go to the next clip.
Okay, okay.
Because we're going to, this is going to turn into we just want to watch the whole thing.
I could listen to, that's
I know.
The problem.
That's, yeah.
For as bad as Joe Rogan is, he scratches the itch of dumb guy for me so hard. He reminds me of like every guy I went to high school with, just fused into one millionaire.
There's so many times they cut to him after Kat just says some insane thing. Like the Emerald Tablets. I go, click on the one I have about the Emerald Tablets. This is about, okay, so this is him talking about, Joe asks him, why do you know this? Why do you feel that way? And this is his answer.
Oh my gosh.
It leads you to this character called Thoth, right? Okay. And the Emerald Tablet of Thoth are literally mind-changing and mind-blowing. Just because you understand when this was written and the terminology being used is...
When was it written?
Far too accurate for now. So
he reclines. He reclines on. He made a point.
He's
like, sure that all the information comes from a character named Thoth, and the Emerald Tablets, Joe, is more accurate than it could have ever been at that time. Thoth. And just and hearing him say,
just him also just being like, he looks at Joe Rogan like, you catch my drift. You're fucking on this. Literally.
If you're Steve Harvey right now, you're like, you call up the whole cabal. You're like, don't even worry about it. Cancel the assassination.
We good.
Steve Harvey
calling the rest of his caller through the mustache.
We good. He has to press it against the side to use his phone.
Dude, the Emerald Tablet. Okay, go to the one about the homosexuals. Okay, so he goes, he talks about transgenders and Baphomet in the same.
No.
Oh my
this
god.
Is tying into the gay stuff we were just talking about.
Oh my god.
Dude, the fact he's Joe Rogan's got to get these clips up himself.
Yeah.
He's just leaving.
Dude,
money
Joe
on
Rogan
the table.
Is not doing the Club Shay Shay method, which is parse out every clip.
Yeah.
He just has the main interview.
Oh my God.
At this point, maybe he's just like, I've got enough. I just want to sit in my hole and talk to weirdos.
So 20 years ago, I knew that transgenders was going to be a thing. I was a prophet. It's just
he's a prophet.
I had gotten so much information that I understood
the
that things are secular, so
secular.
He's
trying to say
circular.
No, he's trying to say cyclical and circular.
Transgender was Baphomet the transgender.
What? So
it gets good.
I knew that in the ritual of Baphomet the transgender, to show allegiance to him, you had to kiss his ass ring.
Really?
And it said both of those things. So I knew that both of those things would become popular in the future.
Wait.
And that somehow calling people the goat would be normalized.
Is he on his deathbed?
The sheep
he said he might be like slowly dying.
Reference.
Cut to Joe.
God damn, we got some good weed.
This must be the weed.
I just don't know how to deal with it.
How do you deal with that?
What? It would have been so great if
to
Joe Rogan wrote, said, what?
You had to kiss his ass ring to Baphomet transgender.
I think if Joe Rogan said, what after that, would have tied it. Perfect.
I wish he was at least trying to follow his logic a little bit so he could be like, okay, but what made you see that coming 20 years ago?
I think when I hear this, I see Kat Williams on a hospital bed whispering this stuff
to his
family members.
An even shorter version of himself.
the clone he got 30 years ago.
When I become reincarnated after kissing the anal ring of Baphomet, I will come back as a swan, a beautiful swan, and I will swim in the lakes
that
powered ancient Gizeh pyramids. They weren't pyramids, Joe. They were power plants.
It's this for 3 hours. And it might be worth for us to do a special.
Maybe we should, like, go through it and, like, watch.
Also, wait, ass ring. Someone just said don't look at ass rings, but I'm like,
I thought it was an anal ring. Is it not his
anal? Do you
anal?
Just puncture the anus? Like,
wait, I think that's just your butthole.
I thought he was talking about the butthole.
Yeah, no, I just.
No.
Just
I don't
screw
think,
the butthole?
I think what like he was talking about, you had to kiss the anal ring, which is his anus.
Oh, just kiss his ass?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think he meant that.
Damn.
And the smirk that he has when he's saying it, like, now you get it.
Now you get it. No, he literally makes these, like, you're catching on. Like, you got
I've known this for 30 years, Joe. Welcome aboard.
Well,
if you're Joe Rogan, are you like, how come Club Shay Shay got all of that other stuff?
The normal guy, yeah. Why did Club Shay Shay get the normal guy calling out shit in the industry, and then Joe Rogan got this weird, this weird
he
version.
He got the Cat Williams.
He got Bizarro. Cat Williams.
I'm honestly, because I've seen every episode of Ancient Aliens, I feel like sometimes I sound like Cat Williams to other people. So I have to, like,
I don't
tamp
think
that
you do
down.
Have to be careful.
But he is like, there's no one to hold Cat Williams accountable because he thinks he's, like, up here and no one can be like, Cat, you're crazy. No, you don't know what I know. If you've seen the things I've seen and if you've heard, if you've read the Emerald Tablets, you would know.
What is an Emerald Tablet?
Oh,
I was in the writer's
room
curious.
For Martin
season
3.
What are you talking about? What Emerald Tablet?
Yeah, there's some Emerald Tablets that Thoth got all the knowledge from and wrote all knowledge on the Emerald Tablet.
Oh my God.
This is like, this is the reason this is going to catch fire is this is like exactly what TikTok thrives on. China's pumping in this kind of thought into us via TikTok.
Oh no.
And it's just like,
we're all gonna be Cat Williams by the end of the
year.
Dude,
everyone's gonna be asking about, like, what they're just gonna do what Fiona just did, which is like, what are the Emerald Tablets? And you're gonna be like, you're gonna text me later, you're gonna be like, have you read these Emerald Tablets?
You're gonna discover
it like you discovered corn. And
yeah,
it's gonna be
Sorry. But previously, like, Graham Hancock was the gateway drug for, like, weird ancient conspiracy theories. And if that shifts to Cat Williams, that is a marker of us losing our minds, like, another degree
Graham,
of society.
Right. Look, there's a lot of Graham Hancock that I believe and I enjoy. There are some leaps that he takes. Much like the Ancient Alien show, there's a lot of leaps that take. Cat Williams takes the most ludicrous ideas and puts them all together into a way that makes it feel like homophobia has... like being gay is part of like some satanic ritual.
Yeah.
It's like, it's very, I actually should finish the last hour of it because I feel like now that we've had a good laugh over it, we could,
dive into it.
But
I'd like
was
to be in Cat Williams' head when he sees a penis. Does it just look like hellfire spraying directly into his eyes?
It looks like the Dune sandworm.
Sheath your penis, monster. Keep it away from me.
We'll know he's gay when he starts to get the blue eyes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, speaking of, shall we transition?
Yeah,
I guess so.
Speaking of blue eyes, I had the chance to see Dune this weekend. Anyone seen it?
Not yet.
Okay.
No.
As you can see here, I've got the Dune-ussy, the Dune popcorn fuck it, as people are calling it.
Nice.
Okay.
Have you seen why?
Yeah, I just like, I've been wanting to feel like what it was feeling like, but it is just rubber.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You
this
go
is
ahead?
A Dune-ussy.
You want to fist my Dune-ussy? This, by the way, we went to go see it.
You're supposed to eat popcorn out of that?
Yes. Yeah.
That's going to be a mess.
In my opinion, that would just actually could make it nice and lubricated. And it'd be,
that's true.
If you were going to fuck it. this was sold out. When I went to the counter, to the guy at AMC, we went to Orange County to go see it. And I was like, hey, man, you got any of those Dune buckets? The kid was like, no, dude.
Wait, you're asking for next an Emerald Tablet?
Yeah.
Do you have any of the Dune bussies? The Ring of Baphomet.
You must lick the Dune bussy to see the seventh layer.
Yeah, and the guy was like, no, I had a friend, Eric, me and Ashley's friend, Eric. He went the day before to get this for me. So this is not even from my trip to the theater. He went and got this special for me. So a big shout out to Eric. These are selling for $50.
Yeah.
Holy shit. On eBay.
Yeah, I thought so.
Big fan of those. So the movie, fantastic.
Really? Okay, good.
If you were lukewarm on the first one, I think most people were because it was kind of like a vibe. That movie was a vibe.
I liked the first one.
I love the first one. This movie is better because it just, the first movie sets up a lot of the stuff that gets paid off in the second movie.
I see.
Austin Butler, who's managed to work his way into every fucking thing I've seen in the last few weeks.
Good for him.
Is really good in this. Rebecca Ferguson's really great. Chalamet's great. Josh Brolin, Javier Bardem is really great in this. And I think this movie is well worth your time and your money.
Okay.
Yeah. Damn.
How is one name left off of that list? Zendaya.
Oh, Zendaya is, Ashley was of the opinion that she was just kind of like fine. She played her character like perfectly to the T. Other characters had more to do. And there was like a bigger spectacle around like the set pieces, but she was great. And I thought Zendaya was great.
So I'm learning from chat.
Currently the quartering crew, that whole, like they are upset that they had so much story focus around Zendaya. They're upset at Zendaya.
That's the crew we need the big like gay reveal on. Is just every like reactionary gamer boy. Just they're all fucking each other.
Yeah, no, actually.
What if I told you that geeks and gamers in the quartering were licking each other's ass rings?
Oh my God.
Why are they called that? The ancient drawing and quartering of men.
The best quarter is the one down below the southern hemisphere.
A quarter of a foot. A stubby thick penis.
So well worth it. The action in it is great. The fucking visuals are great. The sound is great. I saw it in a Dolby Atmos theater, and the fucking just like the bass was rumbling, and it was really cool. I think it's gonna be a $1 billion movie. It's at 176 worldwide on its opening weekend. It did north of 85 million. Which is pretty big for...
Okay.
Like domestically?
Yeah, domestically. Mm. I think it's the biggest opening since... what happened last year? I forget. But it was a really strong opening. It's got the perfect... Like, it's got all the... Minus Taylor Swift, it's got every celeb that gets talked about, right? Like Timothée Chalamet, Zendaya...
Kanye.
Austin Butler.
Kanye.
And it's and then it's got the meme with the bucket. It's like a perfect storm of getting people to the theater, and I think and it's also a really, really great movie. So,
well, that's good. I mean, I like the first one. I like that director. It feels like such a better use of a big effects budget to me than most of like the big effects movies that I've seen.
True.
That I feel like I have to root for
that's
it.
True.
And I also have to root for it because if they keep making the story, eventually gets so untrackably crazy for, I feel like, your average consumer that I'm excited to see if they just do it.
If they do it, yeah. That's interesting.
From what I understand, he's going to do, like, a few movies before Dune 3. Because I think Dune 3 is, like, a time skip.
I see.
From what I understand, it should be, like, in the books anyways, which I haven't read.
He kind of needs to you switch main characters kind of around the point they're at in the story now. So I'd be curious to see if they get into the Dune kids, the children of Dunes.
Okay, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, his sister plays a big role and he becomes the emperor and there's all this stuff he's not sort of like the hero of the story. So.
Okay. Well, that's
he's writing Dune Messiah right now and that's where they intend to end it. Okay, good. He's doing Paul's story. So that was my review of Dune. I do feel like we've got to get to some of this mail.
We do. I have a hard out.
You've got it. She's got a hard out.
Oh, it is 1:10. Do you already need to leave?
I can open one. I need to open one of them because everyone's been yelling at me. For
screaming at
this. This is from, who's it from?
This is from the Mike P.
The other Mike P.
Everyone's been.
Who's sent us stuff before. He sent me a wonderful, Moon Knight print.
Oh yeah, Mike P has awesome things.
Mike P is a champ.
So what I'm receiving here this moment, I have to be very careful about it.
Oh, okay. Oh my.
So it is
Whoa. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
This might rip your computer.
Fiona, nerd alert. Nerd alert.
Here are some items to give your PC a little boost.
Say it like Cat Williams.
No, I can't. Fiona. From the photo you posted of the inside of your PC, you're only running a single stick of RAM, so likely 8 or 16 gigabytes. So I included the 4x8 gigabyte DDR4-2400 kit from my old PC. My new one is DDR5, so I have no use for it. It's a decent kit and should give you more overhead when doing video edits, streaming, etc. I also included a new terabyte SSD for you, along with an S8 SATA cable.
Ooh.
To connect it. From the photo, your PC has mounting spots next to the motherboard, so it should be an easy install if your PC has extra SATA.
There, it is actually pretty easy to install RAM usually.
You will probably need to get Case to help you to do the installs, but these items should extend the usefulness of your PC a year or two, and the SSD could be reused in another PC. I would recommend making a full external backup of your hard drive before doing anything if you don't already have one. Then move non-program files to the SSD to make space on the C drive.
Dude, chat saves us from ourselves so often.
So much.
Where would we be? Where would we be? Thank you, other Mike B.
I definitely do need Case to help me with this.
Well, it's because chat taught me how to sort of build a computer.
I literally do not trust myself doing this on my own.
Yeah.
Ashley's computer just bit the dust this morning.
Yeah, dude.
It's going around.
Dude, my PC couldn't even play Don't Pee.
Yeah. Huge shout out to Live and Sleazy and Mike P for their patience with us as we attempt to make things.
Also, Cass, you should definitely play the game Don't Pee.
Don't Pee?
Oh, yeah. You should play Don't Pee. Don't Pee on stream.
Don't Pee on stream.
Okay, maybe I'll...
It's only $2.
Maybe I'll play it. I do want to talk about our movie night coming up.
Oh, nice.
This Sunday.
Okay. Sunday works for me, yeah.
Well, that's why we picked it.
I'm free Sunday.
So we're doing a movie night on
Wait
Sunday.
Wait a minute, I'm out of town this Sunday, though.
Oh, yeah, you are.
But you're here.
I'm here.
Okay. So I'm going to throw up a poll on our Patreon for you guys to leave movie suggestions, knowing that Fiona's going to be there.
I'll be there.
We can't make her pay attention, but she will be there.
I dodged the kiss, no.
Okay, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Everyone say bye to Fifi. Bye-bye. We are going.
Now we're leaving a very straight amount of distance between us, Cassim.
Don't you get closer, you homosexual.
5 inches of bench. 5 feet of bench. Sorry.
So check the Patreon in the next few hours. I'm going to throw a post up there about which, and that'll be a place for you to leave your suggestions, and then we'll vote on the top 10 for the movie on Sunday. Also, I got a really, really cool piece of mail in our P.O. box from Clobber and Time.
Nice.
And he was like, you don't have to open it on stream, but I figured since everyone knows that I just recently lost my pup.
Oh, that's so good.
Isn't that nice?
That is so cute.
He painted me a photo of my beloved Kai, and this meant the world to me. Thank you, Clob. This is very touching, and I will find a nice spot for it. I don't know if you guys can really see it here, but the glare is on it. But
I think you can probably see it.
Yeah, there you go.
It looks great.
I'll show it off on stream tomorrow. And it came with a really nice note from Klob, and it's so cool, and I am very touched by it. So thank you, Clobber and Time. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's all the stuff we have for you for the pod.
Yeah.
Well, we had more, but...
We went a little Cat Williams crazy.
We went, but to be honest, that was so fun.
Yeah, I mean...
Cat Williams is such a wild guy.
Cass and I think, in a similar way, where we could really just listen to Cat Williams for way too long. Can you imagine if he was doing those conspiracies, but in his stand-up style? I could probably watch that for like 2 hours.
If his next Netflix special was like, why the pyramids and who built the pyramids...
Yeah.
And it was not a single joke.
Yeah. It's just called Kiss the Ring.
Yes. Cat Williams live from Baphomet's asshole.
He's talking about an asteroid hitting the Earth from 13,000 years ago, but with the energy that he talks about pussy.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Now all the gifted subs, all the biddies, all the resubs are going to get put into...
Fuck, yep. It's wrapped
up. Recommendations for an instrumental or a musical styling for Case here?
Yeah, tell me what to type into YouTube so that I don't have to think, chat. That's
Are there any movies with Cat Williams? I know there's like they really wanted him to watch Undercover Brother, or really want Fiona to watch Undercover Brother.
Dune rap. Okay.
I know that's Eddie Griffith, Griffin. Not Cat Williams, but I feel like Cat Williams probably makes an appearance in one of those. But keep in mind when you're doing the movie suggestions that it's a movie, and we're not always going to get Fee to show up, so let's get one that she will blow her mind.
All right. Let me pull up our...
Has Fee seen The Fifth Element? I don't know. She hasn't seen most things, so it's very possible.
Or she has, and she just forgets for the second you answer, and then 10 minutes later, she'll be like, oh, I saw that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, here we go. How many are we working with today? Oh, my God. So Fee mentioned the one bits in it, and we went one bit apocalypse.
I had a feeling that would happen.
Okay. Oh, boy. There might be a bunch today because of the bits. I might not be able to cover all the one bits. Yes,
if there's too many, we should put a cap on how many one bitties.
I'll just do a roll call for the one bits at the end. Yeah. All right, let's see. Dune, Hans Zimmer type beat.
Ooh, dude, the soundtrack to Dune, I was playing it last night.
Let's see if this is actually a beat. I don't know if I can rap to this. This might be more atmospheric. I'm just feeling the fear over this one. Oop, we got the little PC beeps for some reason. Jesus. Ah!
Hit him with that beat.
I don't know if there's a beat here. Okay. Jesus.
Maybe it's spoken word.
Maybe this is more of a spoken word one. I'm gonna see if a beat ever drops. Okay, a beat does drop. So I guess we'll just use this. Lure out the sandworms? Alright.
Let me make sure
that's the most over the top beat.
Let me make sure the ring of Baphomet is visible. Do
it. Baphomet! We bathing in it. We bathing it. Yeah, we bathing it. Baphomet under the stairs and I got her fucking wet. Okay, here we fucking go. E is heaven sent. Sub 50 months from underwent Trent. And yes, the radiation is hitting me. Or maybe that's just a sub from that radium V. J, credible. Yes, he is credible. Dropping a sub because that shit's spendable. I am coming in, chugging it like Snapple. Sub coming in from my boy Apple Dapple Hype Train. Chugga, 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 chugga. Lug King of Bacon dropping subs because they giving me love. And yes, like a sandworm, I am gone into the dust with a sub from Stonton. And to daddy, and I never get mad. He dropping five subs like he's a rich golfer with a caddy. Microphone 900 with the E's and 750. Everybody dropping bits because they fucking get me. Uncle Phil 2K, yes, come what may. Dropping 200 bits, but he makes me pay. One bit, one bit, one bit's coming in. Entity, exterminator, king of bacon. Deck it on Twitch, exterminator again. And again, and again, and again, and again. Exterminator making that shit up. Dropping a 13-month sub, hype train complete, but we're not discreet. Exterminator, more one bits coming between the sheets. Crap lord, bastard man, just because he can. Dropping 60 months, god damn, tugboat zero, but he's still a hero. He's dropping one prime, 7 months in the clear. Oh, I'm snorlaxing with a bit ZZZ. That bit coming in too easily. For a fight, keeping it right with 14 months last sub of the night, even though it's daytime. Doom rap! I think that's all of them. Yeah, that's all of them.
Look at that hawk up there. The crows.
Look at the hawk.
Fighting,
I summoned the birds for you, Chad.
You brought them. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you Wednesday for the Patreon. I'll see you tomorrow for a stream in case you're streaming.
I'll be on tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We're going in.
We'll see you tomorrow.
If I sort it out, I might finally be able to stream on TikTok is a thing I'm going to try.
Ooh.
A TikTok stream, too.